Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchus Shabbos. We're learning Klach HaBeis. We're learning the Malach of Malabein. And the Chayyadim suggests an interesting way how to deal with the problem. Baruch Hashem, nowadays we have other options of how to deal with it. So the situation is that a child has relieved himself onto a garment. The Mishabur understands the case was talking about the child was wrapped in a diaper, the diaper soaked through, and some of the meraglayim soaked through onto the mother's clothing, as he's trying to, or the father's clothing, he's trying to dress, how to deal with that. So, of course, you can't be malabein, you can't clean something on Shabbos, so you can't put water on the baget for the purpose of cleansing the baget. The question is, can I put the dirty water on the baget, which, while making the baget dirty, is tandarach likluch, in regards to the meraglayim, at least, it will neutralize the meraglayim. So is that a valid option to do? And that's what the Chayyadim suggests to do. Shriyas ha-baget b'mayim kashiyesh alav likluch habinami kikibus b'chayiv. Soaking a garment when it's dirty is considered the malach of kibus and is chayiv. If the garment is not dirty and one soaks it, that he will talk about in Simon Gimel. So right now he's talking about, and that's actually machlokas bishanim, if soaking a clean baget is considered the malacha or not. But soaking a dirty baget, that is clearly the malacha of malabin. Well, chayin tinuk shehishtin ala baget, if a child has relieved himself, has urinated onto clothing, or there's other type of dirt on clothing, a person would pour water on that baget, he'd be chayiv for the malacha malabe. If the person can wash his hands, and as he's drying his hands, there's a small amount of water on your hands. So he's allowed to dry his hands on the garment where there was meraglayim. I'm not describing the propriety of whether one's comfortable drying your hands in a place, part of a beggar which is dirty from meraglayim. But assuming that the person finds that action something which he's okay with, or she's okay with. I think they live in a little different type of societal reality than we do. It's going to be mutter on Shabbos. So he says, why is that? The act of drying one's hands, a person washes their hands, there's some amount of moisture, sweat, etc., on your hand, so drying one's hand on a cloth is dirtying the cloth, not cleaning it. So it's considered derech lichluch. We got el yadayim rak matmayim, and in conjunction with the fact that we're talking about a small amount of water, not a large amount of water, the kuliyama le arena bazal. So that's sufficient to take us out of the rule, which we know called shriyusas al kibus. So soaking is considered a kibus. So the Chayyadim sees this as true in the combination of the two factors, that it's a small amount of water, and he's doing a derech lichluch. So some Rishonim say that when one does a derech lichluch, that's not derech kibus, even if there is kibus which takes place. That's not the malacha. The malacha is only true if a person does a derech lichluch. So, if we understand that the primary malacha is the act of shivshuf, which, like you said in the first siman, and soaking, since it helps along, is also a problem. So, the same way skita is considered part of the sorchei akibus, so the soaking is along the same lines. So we're saying a kiddush over here, even if it's going to be beneficial, and the psikresh is going to be beneficial, the issur of shriya is only true if it's done in a way which we construed as a maisa of kibus. But if it's being done in a way which clearly is the opposite of kibbutz, even though it would be beneficial in regard to the kibbutz of the beged, that's not called a ma'aseh of kibbutz. That's going to be mutter. So it's a lamdash swara whether it's going to be mutter. So this is how a person is going to do that. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, talks about a case where a person washes their hands and they're wiping it on the garment. So, is there a problem of putting the water on their hands onto the garment? So, basically, we just said that there's the heter of derech lichluch. But, so, wetting the garment with the moisture from your which is on your hands, the water which is on your hands, it seemingly should not be a problem. But we said it's only true if it's a small amount. So, how do we address that point? So, he will talk about the Bezer Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.